Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ed Busch. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Cicero. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Herb Hall. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Charlie Metro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Black. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Don Black. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The left fielder, Johnny Dickshot. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Nagel. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Roy Schalk. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Thornton Lee. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Thornton Lee. And now, play ball. Ed Busch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busch hits a pop-up for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Cicero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cicero hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella strikes out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Busch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshot takes first base on ball four. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel takes first base on ball four. Dickshot moves to second. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Busch fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert strikes out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee takes first base on ball four. Tresh moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kel juggles the ball. That's an error on Kel. Tresh moves to third. Lee moves to second. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tresh scores. Lee scores. Moses moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Dickshott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black bunts for an out with unknown description. Metro moves to second. One out. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. Bush hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cicero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cicero is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cicero strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Nagel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 1 in the game. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Nagel moves to second. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Schalk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Metro. Schalk reaches second base with a double. Nagel scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a line drive towards first. Siebert catches it and throws to second to double up Schalk. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0 for 1 in the game. Estilella hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Estilella moves to third. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Estilella scores. One out. It's 3-1, White Sox. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tresh moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tresh moves to third. Lee moves to second. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hockett is walked intentionally. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hall throws to second for one, and Bush throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Tresh scores. Lee scores. Dickshott moves to second. 2 outs. It's 5-1, White Sox. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nagel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metro hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 0-for-0 in the game. Black hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-2 in the game. Bush hits a line drive for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-2 in the game. Cuccinello hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estilella. Cuccinello reaches second base with a double. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Schalk bunts for an out with unknown description. Cuccinello moves to third. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cuccinello. The slide. Hayes applies the tag. Cuccinello is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Cicero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cicero is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cicero hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hockett. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Estilella goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, White Sox. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Siebert strikes out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Tresh hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lee strikes out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Kell. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hockett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moses moves to second. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Dickshott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moses scores. Hockett moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, White Sox. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nagel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Dickshott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Metro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 0 for 1 in the game. Black hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 3 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cuccinello hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Schalk strikes out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 3 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Cicero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cicero is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Cicero is hit by the pitch. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Estilella is hit by the pitch. Cicero moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Cicero moves to third. Estilella moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cicero scores. Estilella moves to third. One out. It's 6-3, White Sox. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schock misplays the ball. That's an error on Schock. Estilella scores. Hayes moves to second. It's 6-4, White Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-3 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lee strikes out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hockett hits a pop-up towards short. Bush settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Metro hits a pop-up towards first. Nagel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Burns pinch hits for Don Black. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-4 in the game. Bush hits a pop-up towards third. Cuccinello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.